Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the President of the United States is in Ukraine expressing our determination to help that gallant nation survive. At the same time, American, Japanese, and South Korean fighter jets escort bombers as North Korea stages more missile launches. They have launched two more ballistic missiles off the east coast of North Korea today, with the powerful sister of the leader, Kim Jong-un, saying North Korea's use of the Pacific as a firing range would depend on the behavior of U.S. forces. What is going on? How does it connect to the expected new invasion by Vladimir Putin of Ukraine? We will get to that with Gordon G. Chang. Gordon Chang is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. He is reachable with his Twitter account at Gordon G. Chang at Twitter. And the most recent tweet that I just saw is, it says, Xi Jinping thinks the West is declining and the U.S. is finished. A victory in Ukraine over Russia will go a long way toward disabusing Xi of his dangerous triumphalist ideas. Gordon, it's great to talk to you. It seems every day is a busy day for people who are concerned about the future of the balance of power in Asia.
Yes, and the future and the balance of power in the world. Right now, we've got a proxy war in Ukraine, and very much the future of the world depends on how this goes. If Russia is not ejected from all of Ukrainian territory, China's Xi Jinping is going to see that as a sign of the failure of the West, and that means he'll see a big green light to do whatever he wants. If, however, Vladimir Putin is pushed out of Ukraine, and maybe even if Vladimir Putin loses power, that's going to be a salutary lesson for the Chinese leader, and therefore peace will be possible. But I don't think peace will be possible if Russia accomplishes even some of its limited objectives in Eastern Europe.
And that's so profound, and it's so important that people hear it, because one of the arguments that that it's actually a small number of members of Congress, and maybe two dozen, but that some of those people raise the issue that we should be spending less money and less attention on Ukraine and concentrating more on building up our forces to confront China. But we really do need to do both, don't we?
We need to do both. And the first thing is going to be Ukraine, because that is the controversy that Xi Jinping is fueling, and it's the controversy that he's looking at to see the reaction of President Biden and the West. Xi Jinping saw a failure of Western diplomacy, the failure to deter Putin. But that's not to say that that initial failure is forever, and Biden can reverse that. I think he took an important step, and a great step today, by making that trip to Kyiv. But, of course, that's not the end of the story. There's a Russian offensive coming, and China is supporting it, and we have just got to see where this is going to go. But I think, really, everything hangs in the balance.
What is the story with the two ballistic missiles launched by North Korea today? This involved the leader's sister,
Kim Yo-jong.
Yeah,
yeah. She is has become the spokeswoman, and North Korea is prohibited from firing even short-range ballistic missiles, which is what the North fired off today. And we have seen the United States continually complain about this, sometimes even call UN Security Council meetings, which it did in this case, but do nothing. And we know how to stop this. We should enforce sanctions against North Korea, and we should enforce sanctions against its enablers, China and Russia. But Biden has not wanted to do that. Trump started to do that, but then backed off, unfortunately. And right now we have the Chinese laundering money through New York City in violation of federal money laundering laws. We know about it. We watch it. The Chinese know that we know about it and watch it. And they think that we're feeble. And by the way, I'd have to agree with them that the United States is now one of the weakest nations in the world because we're not accomplishing anything. We're watching bad actors drive events. And for the most part, we're just reacting. We're not acting like the guarantor of peace and security in the world.
And what do you think is the top priority to change that impression of weakness?
Well, the first thing is to eject Russia from Ukraine. And people will say that's exceedingly dangerous. And I will say, yes, it is exceedingly dangerous. But through decades of misguided American policy, we have created this dangerous situation where every path going forward is perilous. So if anyone says something is dangerous, that's not a meaningful objection anymore. Just bad policy has created a disastrous situation, which the odds say we're not going to get out of without the loss of a great number of people, many of them Americans.
And how would those Americans be lost? Do you believe that we're going to end up having to send boots on the ground to Ukraine?
Or in Asia. I don't know where. But the one thing is we can deter China. We're far stronger than China. China right now is in a very weak condition. But the point is we're not doing those things to deter China. And so the momentum is toward war. We know that Xi Jinping is – we don't know what's in his mind. Only he does. But we can see what he's doing. I mean, he's engaged in the fastest military buildup since the Second World War. He's sanction-proofing his regime. He's mobilizing China's civilians for war. And, of course, as we know, he's sending surveillance balloons over everybody else's territory. More than 40 nations on five continents, according to the State Department. So we have a situation where Xi Jinping thinks he can do what he wants. We know that he is starting to see a closing window of opportunity because the Chinese economy is either stagnant or contracting. Chinese municipalities are not being able to meet basic services. Chinese people are taking to the streets despite the surveillance state. China's a mess, and that means Xi Jinping has every reason to roll the dice and move against some victim. Could be Taiwan, could be India, could be Japan, could be Philippines, could be even South Korea. We don't know where it's going to come, but we know that the United States is not deterring the Chinese right now, and that makes this a particularly consequential moment.
China, you think, could actually strike against India?
It already has. In December, there was a large incursion into the Tuang area of Arunachal Pradesh. That's in the Himalayas, in the more or less eastern part of the country. This has followed a number of incursions of China into India over the last couple years, especially in 2020 in Ladakh. So Chinese troops are already below the line of actual control, and that means they're in what should be Indian-controlled territory. It means, you know, India right now is in skirmishing with the Chinese every once in a while, and it's a messy situation.
And,
but that's
and,
already occurred.
And India is also a nuclear power. For people who believe that we should focus exclusively on domestic issues, some of the foreign policy issues that Gordon G. Chang is particularly concerned about are also demanding our attention. But then again, there's also new reporting about what a wretched state our teenagers are in here at home. So what do you do about it? Mark Oppenheimer has some ideas. He is a best-selling author, a professor at Yale, and we will be talking to him coming up.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
MedVed Show. My friend Mark Oppenheimer teaches at Yale. He actually is the host of the podcast Gate Crashers, which is about the story of Jews at Ivy League schools, especially in the context that they were once restricted in terms of admission by quotas. Yeah, that's right, quotas based upon Jewish identity, putting a limit in terms of admissions. Right now, schools are suffering from another threat, which Mark has written about extremely eloquently and persuasively in The Atlantic. The threat? Smartphones. Mark, a fascinating piece you wrote. And so what's wrong with smartphones on the campus of high schools? And what was particularly noteworthy about a school you had visited in Delaware, as a matter of fact, that bans smartphones?
Well, I had the great fortune to be at St. Andrew's School in Middletown, Delaware, a few months ago, and I was giving a talk, and I immediately noticed that the students and the adults were more attentive than I was used to when I normally do public speaking. Everyone seemed more engaged. The students were more engaged with each other over dinner. It's a boarding school, so they had all had dinner together, and then I spoke in their chapel after school. And everyone was paying attention and had good questions afterwards. People looked each other in the eye. People were polite. And I thought, something's different here. And at some point, it occurred to me that none of them had phones out. And how unusual that is for any of us in contemporary society to experience an evening where nobody looks at a phone, or indeed where you don't even see a phone. And so I asked the school's headmaster, Joy McGrath, what was going on. And she explained to me that the school had never permitted smartphones during the school day or any academic instruction time. I should be clear that these are boarding students. It's a school of about 300 students. They are allowed to possess phones, but they have to keep them pretty much in their rooms, and they can look at them, you know, after dinner. If they go back to their room before study hall, they can glimpse at them and text their parents if they want. But they can't have them out during classes, during meals, during chapel, during extracurriculars. And so what they've done is created something that's very beautifully old-fashioned. It's not complicated. It's just that they are present for each other. And it got me wondering why more schools don't do that. And that's why I wrote this article.
Why don't more schools do that? It seems like such an obvious thing. I mean, having spent some time years ago as a teacher and a teacher for middle school, it's very tough to keep kids' attention, but particularly if they have the opportunity of opening up the world of smartphones while they are in a classroom. Why are these devices permitted at all anywhere in schools?
It's, Michael, it's a question we have to ask ourselves not only about our children's schools, but about our own workplaces. Why would we ever let people have a phone out on the desk at a conference, at a workplace, at a meeting? They always distract us. They always make the work less productive. And by the way, this is backed up by tremendous amounts of research that, in fact, multitasking is a myth, that when our attention is divided into multiple places and we're distracted, we tend to do all of those things worse. For children, access to phones and social media promotes anxiety. It impedes learning. The reason why we haven't done more to curb this is, first of all, because the adults in charge are themselves addicted to phones. Number two, because we hold out these false utopian hopes that actually technology is good for education, when most of the technology we've seen in the past 20 years, since the iPhone came along in 2007, let's say, is bad for education. And certainly the pandemic proved that distance learning, computer learning is a failure. So school districts are afraid of alienating parents who often want their children to have phones on them all day because, as kind of classic helicopter parents, they are afraid of being disconnected from their children. So it's a lot going on, and it's the adults who are at fault, not the children.
You relate some of the smartphone penetration and really into every corner of our culture, especially for teenagers, to that new report from the CDC and from the Center for Disease Control about the terrible state of American teenagers, the widespread sense of hopelessness and depression and loneliness, mm-hmm. and every mm-hmm. kind of emotional challenge. What's the connection?
The connection is that, and again, this is somewhat exacerbated by the pandemic we've just been through, and I think we'll come out of it a little bit, but it was going on before the pandemic. The connection is that when we're spending lots of times with devices, whether it's our phones or computers or whether it's video games, which are a huge problem as well, and I'm not against any of these things. I have an iPhone. I played video games as a kid. I like TV. I'm not against these things. But when we let them take over our lives, we get lonelier. We have fewer social connections. We don't go out and see people as much. We don't play as many games of catch or sports. We don't play as much recreational tennis or golf. We don't join clubs or leagues. We don't see friends. We don't get hugs. All the things that make life really, truly worth living, we don't do as much of. And, and this has been seen. There's statistics that children don't play as much little league ball anymore, as much youth soccer, relying on technology to occupy ourselves is bad for our mental health. It's very seductive. Adults do it as much as children. I have lots of friends who don't play Scrabble with humans anymore. They just play Scrabble on their phone. And, it's something that we shouldn't be surprised that it's had a really bad effect on the mental health, especially of young people.
And in terms of education, what you were visiting was a religious-based private school. Are there any public schools that you know of or public school systems that have tried to come to terms with this challenge?
Right. Well, the first thing to say is very few private schools where, of course, they have control over their student body and they can expel kids or decline to admit kids who don't get with the program. Even very few private schools have really taken meaningful measures. I've identified a couple schools that really ban smartphones. There's one in Massachusetts called Buxton, one in California called Midlands. St. Andrews, again, bans them from all class and instructional time. Other schools have taken halfway measures. Deerfield Academy in Massachusetts, no phones before 3 p.m., so not during the academic day. I have encountered no public schools that seem to have had success. I've read some articles about phones that require their students to put their phones in a locker in the morning, and then they can get them when they leave at the end of the day. I'm sort of following those cases. But it's exceedingly rare. Most schools, public, private, and parochial, have completely given up on this and don't enforce it. And by the way, the teachers don't want to. The teachers want to be on their phones during breaks in class or during their own lunchtime. So to really enforce this as a superintendent or principal, the first thing you'd have to do is get your staff on board, your faculty, which would be very hard. But look, if anyone in your listening audience knows of a public school system that has successfully put technology in its place, that has limited or banned smartphones, I really hope they'll send me an email because it's markeoppenheimer@gmail.com. I would love to write about it.
And by the way, we'll pass it on if you send it to michaelmedved.com as well. Appreciate your call and happy President's Day. Time to think a little bit more about our history. And what about the current president and his trip to Kyiv, which is just about over right now? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine today, just days ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. Meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Biden said America stands with Ukraine.
I'm going to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, your sovereignty, and and territorial integrity.
Biden also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. A powerful winter storm going to affect millions of Americans. That storm forming in the Northwest, and as it crosses the country, it will bring heavy rain and snow, hitting major cities including Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo, and Boston. One of the charges against actor Alec Baldwin, stemming from a fatal shooting on the New Mexico set of his movie Rust, is being dropped. He is no longer being charged with gun enhancement. He is, however, still charged with involuntary manslaughter after a prop gun he was holding fired a real bullet and killed the movie's cinematographer. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tell me sweet little lies. Well, they just released, I mean, literally just this hour, that's Fleetwood Mac. But that's not just released. What's just released is some sweet little lies, or maybe they are gospel. Maybe they are solid and reliable and honest. And we're talking about George Santos, of course. George Santos making an international impact, sitting down with a British broadcaster, one-time host on CNN, Piers Morgan. And he talks about why it was he did what he calls some resume embellishment. I mean, making up entire things about his religious background, his ethnic background, his mother's death in September 11th, his outstanding volleyball career at Burke College, which he never attended. And here is the explanation as provided by the distinguished gentleman from the 3rd District in New York, the Honorable George Santos.
Australian superstar. I was this, my family were this, and it was all untrue. So I don't categorize these as mistakes. I think that part of your process, of the cathartic process of redemption, if you like, it's got to start from, I've been a terrible liar. I mean, would you be prepared to say that?
Sure. Like I said, well, I've been a terrible liar on those subjects. And what I try to convey to the American people is I made mistakes of allowing the pressures of what I thought needed to be done in order to this wasn't about tricking anybody. This wasn't about this.
It was.
No. Let me finish.
The whole thing was about tricking people.
Let me finish. It wasn't about tricking the people. This was about getting accepted by the party here locally.
Yeah, but then it's about tricking the party here locally. This is unreal. And he also, at least George Santos is coming out now and talking to media. He was also speaking to Fox 5 News in New York. This is last week, to answer questions about his finances and an ongoing ethics investigation, including what may have been a sham marriage to help get a green card and ultimately citizenship for somebody he wasn't really married to, because that person was female and he was also dating guys at the time. In any event, here is the distinguished gentleman from New York.
What about the 78% of voters within NY03 who have called for your resignation, expulsion?
So I didn't order any polls, and I can't discuss prudently on any polls. I don't know what
from Newsday and Siena.
Again, Newsday ordered their poll. They had their parameters, so I wasn't privy to it. So I can't really comment on a poll that I have no idea how it was commissioned.
Okay, and now what about the missing money?
I'm sorry, which missing money?
The $365,000.
Is that a new thing? I've never heard that figure.
It came
before.
Out earlier this week. Or the $705,000. I mean, pick
amazing.
Your figure. What
I
do you have to say to people?
I don't know about any missing money. That's
or the $705,000.
Well, $705,000 were personal loans made for me to the campaign.
Where did it come from?
From my personal finances.
It was your money.
My money, 100% legitimately. My money originated from my business practices. So I continue to not understand why there's this enormous inquisition and inquiry into my business practices and the legitimacy of it. I've operated honestly.
What is it? He's operated honestly. I mean, this guy has been evicted for not paying rent. And I believe it's from three different units that he was renting. He's broke. Where did he get $700,000 to pump into his campaign? And then how much of that money was actually used for campaign expenses as opposed to those mysterious $199.99 meals that he was enjoying? And then there's this about his distinguished record in Congress so far. This is clip B.
How will you be able to be productive not sitting on those two committees with people saying and voters saying you have a cloud over your head?
You know, I've been productive. I'm one of the most dynamic lead shops in the Hill right now for freshmen. You know, we're really cranking it out of there. We're co-sponsoring legislation and we're offering amendments and we're creating original legislation and bringing it to the floor soon. So I'm pretty excited about my ledge work. I think it gives me more time to focus on legislation.
Have you heard from the federal government, the FEC, the FBI?
I have not been reached out by any regulatory agency personally, and my attorneys have received the complaints from the FEC. That's as much as a complaint as we receive.
Are you going to run again?
I don't know yet.
That's fine.
A fresh start for his second term. All of this, when you think of the importance of some of the challenges that America faces, well, here's something. He's just co-sponsored a bill with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And what it says here is, this is brand new, George Santos and Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a pair. He can't run for president because he was not born in the United States, or maybe he'll come up with a birth certificate, who knows. In any event, George Santos and Marjorie Taylor Greene are among the co-sponsors of a new bill that is claiming to end the sexualization of children in school. Okay, how is it going to do that? Language observers fear, it says, that this may be cover for a book ban on stories featuring LGBTQ characters. The battlefield for the future of our society is being fought within the classrooms of American schools. Representative Corey Mills, Republican of Florida, wrote on Twitter earlier this month introducing the measure, H.R. 863. This bill targets the left's efforts to sexualize children in schools across the U.S. I'm sure they will have an interesting time debating that in the House. And coming up, President Biden was doing a press conference in Kyiv, and he spoke very directly to Vladimir Putin. Listen.
Putin thought Ukraine was weak and the West was divided. As you know, Mr. President, I said to you in the beginning, he's counting on us not sticking together. He was counting on the inability to keep NATO united. He was counting on us not to be able to bring in others on the side of Ukraine. He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking, but I don't think he's thinking that. But he's just been plain wrong. Plain wrong. And 1 year later, the evidence is right here in this room. We stand here together.
And he was actually touring Kyiv, which looked a bit sunny with President Zelensky, looking at a memorial wall for some of the many thousands who have fallen in defense of that country. And again, this will be remembered, I think, as a highlight, at least a minor highlight, of the Biden administration. What's a not particular highlight? The number of guns that people have attempted to take onto planes. Part of U.S. airport security in 2022. What are we talking about? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVid Show.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com. The Michael MedVid Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, weapons can be either good and necessary and of extraordinarily useful. That's part of what's going on about the United States and Great Britain and our allies arming Ukraine, or weapons can be terribly destructive. But when it turns out that an all-time record was set in 2022 of U.S. airport security intercepting guns that people were trying to take onto the planes with them. 6,542 guns intercepted at U.S. airport security in 2022. And what did the people have in common? The people who got caught and obviously had a certain amount of explaining to do. Nearly every one of them who was caught or stopped trying to take guns onto airplanes claims to have forgotten they had a gun with them. Okay, shouldn't just basically sanity mean that if you are carrying a gun either in your purse or in your hand luggage or in your suit jacket or something, you should be aware that it's there, and I think most people are. People who go to the trouble of getting a concealed carry permit, constitutional carry. But is this another indication that people may take the power of firearms a little bit too lightly? Yeah, maybe. There is also this at the Munich Security Conference. The vice president spoke. It was one of her less embarrassing speeches, but it's still, I mean, again, the idea that she is Biden's running mate makes you actually pray for his health. And it should only continue. So, but honestly, the idea that Biden would give way to Kamala Harris, not an encouraging moment, not an encouraging idea. But at the same Munich Security Conference, Rishi Sunak, who is the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and finally a conservative who seems that he can step in, at least, for Boris Johnson. And Rishi Sunak confirmed some important information about British aid to Ukraine. This is clip three.
We must help Ukraine to shield its cities from Russian bombs and Iranian drones. And that's why the United Kingdom will be the first country to provide Ukraine with longer-range weapons. And it's why we're working with our allies to give Ukraine the most advanced air defense systems and build the air force they need to defend their nation. But to win the peace, we also need to rebuild the international order on which our collective security depends. First, that means upholding international law. The whole world must hold Russia to account. We must see justice through the ICC for their sickening war crimes committed, whether in Bucha, Irpin, Mariupol, or beyond. And Russia must also be held to account for the terrible destruction it has inflicted.
Okay, and that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the Right Honourable Rishi Sunak, the entire situation that we are facing right now with Ukraine, with Taiwan, with China, with Russia, with Iran, with North Korea, all of this has historical precedent. And it's one of the reasons I'd like to particularly recommend this President's Day that you take advantage of our President's Day sale. The complete MedVet History Store Library, which provides well over 100 hours of information, of storytelling, of excitement, and of a greater understanding of where we are, how we became the nation that we are. And what one of the things that they say at MedVet History Store is learn things like the untold stories behind World War II. Or behind America's entry into World War I, which is still controversial. We have a program called The Three Big Lies about the Vietnam War, about President Reagan and what made him so great, what enabled him to actually change our political culture so profoundly. The story behind the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the miracle of the Constitution. And the real reason for the Arab-Israeli conflict, where did it start? How did all of that enmity that has covered six different wars, really, how did that happen? That all, those stories are told at the MedVet History Store Library. You get the entire library on either USB or flash drive, 75% off. This is the lowest price it's ever been offered. 75% off. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Go to michaelmedved.com or go directly to medvedhistorystore.com to see what you can get. And in terms of what you can get, the big new Marvel universe adventure, comic adventure, is based upon two insects, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Quantum Mania. Is it worth your investment of time and money? Check it out.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, and his winged partner, the Wasp, Evangeline Lilly, confront a new bad guy in the mysterious quantum realm, where Kang the Conqueror, played by rising star Jonathan Majors, can control time itself in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Mania. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
You're an interesting man, Scott Lang.
Who are you?
I'm the man who can give you the one thing you want.
What's that?
Time.
And as usual with Marvel Universe movies, I want some time back, too, for a hyperactive, spectacular, but mediocre digression that actually feels longer than its two-hour runtime. It's great to see veteran stars like Michael Douglas, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Bill Murray, but all the odd creatures and sets and battle scenes are more tiresome than terrific. Rated PG-13. Two stars for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Mania. And it is remarkable to see some of the veteran stars like Michelle Pfeiffer and Michael Douglas and this, and kind of hoping that there are more ambitious and satisfying movies they may be involved with. If you are feeling old and tired, and you may be a bit tired and exhausted after Ant-Man and the Wasp, well, this is actually your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really love? Balance 7 can change that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. It also helps to reduce heartburn dramatically, helps with joint discomfort. All natural agreements and a full money-back guarantee. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Balance 7, use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. In 3 days' time, you'll feel the difference, and that is guaranteed. You can call 800-793-9039 or go to michaelmedved.com and click on Balance 7. Coming up next time, there are increasing voices in Arizona calling upon Meghan McCain to rescue the Republican Party, which is in a bit of a mess in the Grand Canyon state. Also, Don Lemon won't appear on a CNN show after the Nikki Haley passed her prime remarks. Here's what happened behind the scenes. We will get to that. And on foreign policy, can Russia ever become a truly normal European nation? Ironically, a defeat by Ukraine could trigger Russians to re-examine their national identity and maybe even help the Russian nation. And finally, why are there some parts of the United States where the levels of anger are just overwhelming? We will get to that and to much more. We'll also talk with Juan Williams about the new Trump single pillar replacing the Reagan's three pillars of the GOP. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.